for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump and Congress appear no closer to ending a government shutdown that is now a week old. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer says when he becomes Majority Leader on Monday, they're going to put legislation out that would end the shutdown.
I intend to put a bill on the floor on January 3rd that if the Senate approves it and the President signs it, will open government, and it will agree to all of the bills that are Republican bills. These are not our bills. When we talk about compromise, we're prepared to vote for the Republican bills that passed the Senate committee, passed the Senate. There have been conferencing on those bills.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the president has come down from his initial demand of $5 billion, but won't say what the new figure is. Bree Payton, a conservative writer at The Federalist and frequent guest on television news outlets, including Fox News Channel, died Friday at the age of 26 after a sudden illness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Three children died in a Tell City, Indiana house fire early Friday morning, despite rescue efforts by their mother and first responders. Fire Chief Greg Linney.
The guys that went up the ladder, the two that tried to get in through the window, they were backed out by the heat.
The children, ages 3, 6, and 11, were siblings. Six people are in custody, including the lone gunman, in connection with the Wednesday death of Newman, California Police Corporal Ronald Singh, killed during a traffic stop. His brother Friday thanked law enforcement for making the arrests.
We're going to stay with my older brother. Yes, he's not coming back, but there's a lot of people out there that misses him.
The local sheriff ripped California's sanctuary laws for not allowing his office to share information with federal immigration officials. The gunman was reportedly in the country illegally, a member of a gang, and had two prior arrests for DUI. He was pulled over for suspected drunk driving. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Scientists have a warning for folks who skip breakfast. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Studies have concluded that skipping breakfast just one day a week on an ongoing basis can raise your risk of type 2 diabetes. The Journal of Nutrition reporting the German researchers found that skipping the meal one day a week led to a 6% higher risk of diabetes, and the risk increases each additional day, with a 55% higher risk for skipping the entire week. They say the body reacts when people break the fast of sleeping, and it can kickstarts metabolism changing the way it uses sugar. By not eating breakfast, the body continues to store sugar in fat cells, waiting for it to be needed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Now more on our top story, the White House speaking out over that partial government shutdown. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall. White House incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News the president does have limited options.
It seems like Democrats really like border security when there's a Democrat in office and don't like it when Donald Trump is in office. And I think what the president is trying to do, and rightly so, is shed some light on what's happening here.
If the president follows up on his threat to close the southern border, it could potentially result in millions of dollars in losses to local businesses, according to some estimates. And a border closure can also disrupt thousands of truckloads of fresh produce, parts, and other products that flow back and forth every day from Mexico to the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.